Horse racing returns Friday and Saturday to Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. It's the 2018 Breeders' Cup. You can watch and wager at Tampa Bay Downs here in Oldsmar in the Tampa Bay area. Jim Freer from HorseRacingFLA.com joins us.
Championships of horse racing. You're saying, why is it world? The answer is that you have horses from all over Europe, France and England, and some from Japan running every year. And the purses are very attractive. It's run by the Jockey Club and some other racing organizations. And one thing about it, every thoroughbred foal that is born in the United States and Canada, forget the exact amount, but the owners have to contribute some money whenever a thoroughbred is born, it's put into the Breeders' Cup Fund. And that helps pay back for those races. Also, you get big corporate sponsors such as Longines. It's a big event on the track and in business. Mm-hmm.
Well, folks here in the Tampa Bay area have an opportunity to watch and wager out at Tampa Bay Downs this Friday and Saturday, correct?
Yes, they do, Joe. There's going to be 14 races in total at Breeders' Cup. There's other good races at Churchill Downs both days. There are 5 Breeders' Cup races on Friday, all for 2-year-olds, and 9 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. If you want to know who's the post times, what the races are, just go to horseracingfla.com. We've got it all there, myself, Bob Bauer, and our team.
Terrific. Well, speaking of Bob Bauer, Bob will be covering racing at Tampa Bay Downs on Radio St. Pete and for Horse Racing FLA beginning November the 24th. I believe, Jim, we have coverage of 109 races between November and May, including a race of the day pick every morning, and then live coverage of the race. Jim, you mentioned yesterday that Tampa Bay Downs, am I correct, is the biggest winter racetrack in the country?
Based on handle, it's either 5th or 6th every year in terms of how much money is spent on the races, and it's been rising steadily. Mm-hmm. It's very popular. One reason is they can run on the turf. That's the way the weather is down here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tampa Bay Downs has got a very good national reputation, and you've got several horses, I'd like to mention, that ran at Tampa Bay Downs. They're going to be running in Breeders' Cup races on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we're very happy to have this affiliation with Radio St. Pete again. And Bob's the guy. Bob is, I think he probably explained Bob's background.
Yep.
Very happy that he's part of our team.
Yep. Bob, former racing reporter for the old St. Petersburg Times, former publicist at the track at Tampa Bay Downs, will be on the scene. And every afternoon we'll have at least one race call from Richard Grunder, the legendary track announcer at Tampa Bay Downs. It makes for some great radio. And Jim, we last year for this coverage attracted listeners from literally all over the world. It's really very interesting.
Oh, yes. There's one thing about Tampa Bay Downs is that the big races for 3-year-olds, the Sam F. Davis and the Tampa Bay Derby, are getting more recognition. And in the Sam F. Davis, the horse that finished third by the name of World of Trouble, I think it's taken from the Glenn Frey song. World of Trouble will finish third in that race. I'll talk slowly so that some of our listeners can write this down. And this is one of Jim's picks to do well. Mm-hmm. World of Trouble is in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint on Saturday afternoon. That's post time at 12:30 p.m. The Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. Take a good look at World of Trouble.
Great.
And in the Tampa Bay Derby, which was won by Quip, who's sort of on the sidelines now, the horse that came in second was Catholic Boy. And Catholic Boy is known for winning the Travers at 1.25 miles at Saratoga back in August. So those are 2 to watch coming out of Tampa Bay Downs. Catholic Boy, who won the Sam, finished second in the Tampa Bay Derby, is going to be running in the Classic on Saturday afternoon. In World of Trouble, finished third in the Sam F. Davis, I think is a good shot to win that turf race. Joe, one thing about these races Saturday and Sunday, Friday and Saturday, almost all got 14 horses, which is the full lot. There'll be some huge payoffs. Huge.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be very exciting, and it's all happening at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. But you can watch it from our track, Tampa Bay Downs in Oldsmar, on Friday and Saturday. And a reminder, as we head into the upcoming racing season beginning November 24th at Tampa Bay Downs, that you can follow all of this great race coverage, not only on Radio St. Pete, but, of course, at horseracingfla.com. Jim Freer, racing editor, good to have you with us. Good to be working with you again here in 2018.
For the inside track on Florida horse racing, visit horseracingfla.com.
Radio St. Pete.